Every year, the church celebrates the Feast of the Transfiguration on August 6th. So when August 6th falls on a Sunday, then instead of our normal readings from ordinary time, then we have the readings and prayers from the Transfiguration. And if you read the Gospels through, whenever you get to the Transfiguration and it shows up in Matthew's, Mark's, and Luke's Gospel, I always think it's such a weird moment in the Gospel. It's so different than everything else we're presented. Because everything we see as we read the Gospel, that Jesus had a very normal human life. I mean, besides the fact that he was God and that he was working miracles, and there was a lot of things going on during his life, large crowds who would come to listen to him teaching, but there's still such a humanity that pervades everything that Jesus is doing. But it seems that when he goes up the mountain and is transfigured before his disciples, this is a real departure from what we're used to. Jesus shines like the sun. Something very different is happening here. We don't see Jesus's humanity here. So how are we supposed to understand this event? Well, I think it's really helpful for us that our first reading today is from that seventh chapter of the prophet Daniel, because there we realize that this isn't the first time in the scriptures that someone has appeared as a figure of dazzling light. We hear that thrones were set up and the ancient one took his throne. His clothing was bright, bright white, and the hair on his head as white as wool. His throne was flames of fire. So using that image to help us, we can interpret this passage as understanding that instead of seeing Jesus' humanity on the mountain, we see his divinity. Just like the ancient one shone forth this light in Daniel's vision, that same light is also coming from Christ. So what's being communicated here is that Jesus is of one being and of one substance with that ancient one, God himself. So it's Jesus' divinity that's being manifested here. We're told that Jesus' face shines out like the sun. And this is helpful for us too, because we realize that it's being communicated very clear to us that Jesus, like the sun, is the source of light and heat. It's not like reflected light. When we look out into the sky and we see the moon at night or some of those really brightly bright stars, which are not stars but actually planets, Venus, Mars, we can sometimes see. These are examples of reflected light. The sun shines on them and then they glow, but the light isn't theirs and they're not the source of light. So here too, it's not like God's light is shining upon Jesus, but it's very clear that the light is radiating from the person of Jesus himself, which tells us something about Jesus, that he himself possesses the divinity that he shares, that is shared with God the Father. So it's very important. We could say, continuing to reflect on what it means, that Jesus is like the sun here, that as the sun is the source of natural light and heat in our solar system, so Jesus, we could say, is the source of spiritual light, the source of grace and goodness, and like the sun, he radiates his light throughout the world. He says in John's Gospel, "I am the light of the world." Something that I was just realizing this morning was I was thinking about how on Wednesdays we have Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament here. And if you've been to Adoration before, you've probably noticed that most of the time the Blessed Sacrament is placed in this display that's called a monstrance. And usually the monstrance is a sunburst. There's rays that are poking out, golden rays around this host. And anyway, I was just realizing this morning that we, to elevate the monstrance, we put this short pedestal on the altar, and that pedestal has a name, and it's called a tabor. And the reason for this is because, according to tradition, the mountain on which Jesus was transfigured was Mount Tabor. So when we come to adoration, we have Jesus who's elevated on the Tabor, and he's shining like the sun towards us. So if you think about what happens when we are enjoying the summer sun and we go out and we can feel the warmth of the sun and the sun is illuminating the world for us, we can see each other, we can see creation because of the sun's light. So when we come before the Lord, I mean, in adoration especially, because we're there to adore our God, we could say that his rays are radiant upon us, that his light too shines upon us. But something interesting is that it's not, even though the monstrance is in the shape of a sun, it doesn't work the same way as the sun, because the light that Jesus shines upon us does not come to us from the outside in, but rather from the inside. Why? Because what is the light that Jesus shines upon us? It's the light of faith, which is an interior reality. Jesus comes to me not as from the outside, but as from the inside, illuminating me from the inside out. This begins with baptism. When your parents brought you as a little baby to the baptismal font to be baptized, the seed of faith was planted within you, the light of Christ. We receive a white garment on the day of our baptism to signify this and a lit candle to signify the purity of our soul, but also the light of faith that's been turned on within us. So my faith, or we could say our faith, fills us with light. It's not light as from the outside, like it's not like going outside and getting a tan, but it's actually the light coming up from within me. So one thing I think is very interesting is that in John's gospel, as we said, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." In Matthew's gospel, he says something different. He doesn't say, "I am the light of the world." He says, "You are the light of the world." So how can Jesus say that if we've already said he's the source of light? So how can he say that we are the light of the world? Well, it's only through this reality that we've just been thinking about, how Jesus, through faith, which comes to us through baptism and then is nourished within us and grows within us, increases within us through the sacraments, this faith then, which is a light, shines forth from us so that we are radiant like Christ is radiant. Now, it's still not my light. It's still reflected light, but now Jesus is shining from within me. And I think we've probably known people, I've known people definitely, who really shone with the light of Christ. It was so easy to see Christ in them. Certainly people from my personal life, but this is simply what the saints are. They're people who let go of themselves enough to let Christ really shine out from within them. The patron of our area faith community, St. John Paul II, who's radiant with Christ's light. People love to listen to him, to be close to him. Mother Teresa as well. There's a video that I have. It's a documentary from the 80s on the life of Mother Teresa, and I just love it because there's so much footage of her and so much recorded words of her. And there's this one scene where she is she's arriving at one of their novitiate houses in Rome. So it's all these young sisters, and like 100 of them. And they're all waiting for her. And she walks through the doorway of this convent. And then suddenly it's like all these young women are just like a flock around her. And she goes from one to the other. And she like pats the top of this sister's head, and then pats the top of this sister's head, and goes from one to the other. And all the sisters are just lowering their heads so that their mother will touch them. And she's just radiant. But it's not a physical radiance, because she's an old lady with a lot of wrinkles. She looked like she had lived a long and hard life. But the light that came from her is just undeniable. Wherever she went, people wanted to stop and talk to her. So I think this brings us to one other, and our last really important point, is that it's the light that shines from Jesus on the Mount of the Transfiguration shines out from his humanity. Now, it wouldn't have to be like this. Jesus could have, because Jesus is God, he could have done anything. The apostles could have simply seen a burst of light, or his humanity could have dissolved from him, and then he was just this beaming light. But what do we hear in the gospel? That his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. So it was precisely through his humanity that his divinity shone forth. God was radiant out of his humanity. This is really important for us. Because this is, if we're going to be saints, this is true of us too, that God is going to shine forth through our humanity. Because our humanity is perfected by God, not destroyed. You know, sometimes we can have this fear that if we're going to let the light, Christ's light, shine through us, then we have to be a different person than we are. Or all of these things about my humanity that I don't like, or maybe that I like that I think God is going to ask me to give up. All of this can sometimes be an obstacle in our mind and in our heart to really letting Christ in, because what is he going to do to me? What's he going to do to my humanity as I let Christ in and as I let him shine forth? Can I be the same person? Do I have to change everything? So if we think about what a fire does, and this is an image used often in the scriptures, lesser substances fire burns up. But substances that are greater, it purifies. So gold, for instance. What happens when you have real intense heat and you put gold into it? Well, all of the little imperfections are burned away, we could say, in that intense heat. What remains? The gold. And it looks better than it did before. Actually, when I let Christ's light shine on me, which is really what that really means, is I let the light of faith shine from within me. Am I going to be purified in the process? Yeah, because there's lots of impurities here. But what's the result of me letting those impurities be burned away from me in the light and heat of Christ? I actually become more myself, and not less. And this is true for the saints. Did the saints have big, noticeable, remarkable humanity within them? Absolutely. Mother Teresa, she's so human. She loved when she'd come up to a person, she'd touch their face. She just loved the human person. But she had a bold and decisive personality. You did not want to get on Mother's bad side, because she was going to tell you how it was. There's this famous story of her meeting a priest who was going to celebrate a retreat for her sisters. And in order to set up for the retreat, she was visiting with him. They had to walk through the church a couple times. She noticed that neither time the priest stopped and genuflected in front of the tabernacle or seemed to even recognize that Jesus was present there in the tabernacle. And on the second time through the church, she said, "I'm sorry, Father. We're going to find another priest to do our retreat." She was bold, not fearful, decisive. She had a real personality. But as the light of faith shone up from within her, she became more herself, not less, and that attracted others to herself. She became like a light, radiating Christ light onto others. That's what the Lord so desires would happen with me and with you, each one of us, not just nuns, not just popes, mere parish priests, and the faithful in the pews. And this is the only way, if our world is going to be transformed, transfigured, this is the only way it happens. If you and me become saints. But that simply means being more who we are, shining the light of Christ, attracting others to Christ whom they see in you and me. Let's ask for this grace today, that as Jesus comes to us in the Eucharist, as we meet him there, that he'll ignite this flame of light that was put there at our baptism, that will really be purified and become the sons that God wants us to be. S-U-N-S, sons, radiating the light of Christ, attracting, warming, bringing others to him.